Welcome to another video from Evangelos Not. This is Evangelos Not, and this is going to be a little different video. You may have guessed from the title. Okay, I gotta address two things first. One of them, I'm using my computer to record, so that's why my microphone is a piece of crap. I'm serious, but it kind of works, and I want everything that I record from now on to be in stereo, so that's why I'm doing this. The way I do it is I make my computer play back the stuff that it's hearing from the microphone onto my headset, which then Goldwave records, and of course it'll also record stuff that's not my sound, that's going to be coming from whatever I'm using. So another, the second thing is, sorry, but I'm going back to normal intro styles now. So I won't be doing any more live intros, but I will be copying stuff from Dropbox over for future videos. What I mean by that is my intros are gonna be not recorded. They're just gonna be there, if you know what I mean. So yeah, this is going to be Pinball Extreme. Part 1. Now, this doesn't really need any further instructions. I mean, you know what Pinball Classic was like. It's basically the same, just a little different. What I mean by that is, well, a few things. I'll be doing the first two tables in this part because there's nothing to address here. I'll be talking about all the stuff that's going to be a little different, but we'll see. Oh, and another thing, you may have known from my Me Beating Classic Pipe video, where my headphones had a lot of weird reverb noise. This is apparent as well right here because it's recording from loopback, so you won't be able to hear, I mean, you'll be able to hear some reverb in here, so, yeah. Okay, let's go. I'm gonna see if I can actually open this with Cortana. I don't think you can, but we'll see. Here we go. Open ESP. Oh, nope, it doesn't work because Cortana doesn't listen to me or something. Hello. Nope. It doesn't work because of reasons. Whatever, I'm gonna go into my all apps. This is gonna be a little hard. Oh, okay, I get it.
Go right.
That's weird. That's not, it's not there. I'm gonna go to my computer real quick because I know it's there somewhere.
Items, new list, frequent folders, routing, and handed.
Come on, NVDA, don't be a fruitcake.
Items, preview, grizzly gulch, zip collapse, 3 on 8 level 2, level 1 drop off, set, 1 drop, list, easy, expand.
Another thing, my cousin is doing weird stuff, so
items.
If you hear anything,
Text created. Program files. Drop content. Items. Change reader. ESP pinball classic forum. ESP pinball X3.
Yeah, there it is.
Items newly. BBXCFC.
Yeah, that's the name of the program. Unfortunately, you can't skip the Draconis intro, or the intro for the game, and I think it's the same exact sound. Another thing to mention is that the sounds of the game are basically moddable, except for the sounds for the tables. The announcements and everything is moddable, unlike Pinball Classic, where nothing was, except for a few things. So here we go. Oh, it didn't even
dwarf.
Here we go.
Feel the power. Wield the magic. Draconis Entertainment.
And this is one of the coolest intros ever.
ESP Pinball.
Yeah, and I like the menu music too.
Main menu, please select your menu option. Start game.
Okay, the way this works is it's got a menu, and when it speaks, it will actually turn the music down like this.
Test speakers. Shut down. Start game.
Those are the three options. And it'll actually loop completely, like millisecond perfect too. I tested.
Test speakers.
Okay, so we've got test speakers. I'm gonna just test them right now.
Left. Right.
Yeah, they're correct, I guess. So yeah.
Start game.
If you press anything else,
start game.
Other than, you know, like ladders or anything, it will just
start game.
Repeat.
Start game. Start game.
And there's no way.
Shut. Start game.
Not play the bumper sound. I mean, when you go through the items, it will always play it, no matter if the bumper sound has stopped or not. Ooh, it's like going from left to right. Listen to that. Left. Oh no, it's back in the middle now. Okay. So you may be wondering, where are the options? Here's the loop. And yeah, that's completely millisecond perfect. So you may be wondering, where are the options? Every single table has its own options, so yay. And every single table has their own sound too. And there's a menu. There's a music for it too. This menu music sounds a little weird at first, especially this part. You know. Okay, here we go. It fades out and.
Table selection menu. Please select a menu option.
Alien invasion.
So we've got this weird arcade-like music. Which I guess makes sense, like people are playing Super Mario Brothers and pinball and some other stuff. I don't know what that is. But yeah. So we've got
Alien Invasion!
And this is gonna be our first table. So, let's go!
Loading.
Yeah, it's gotta load first.
Table options menu. Please select a menu option. Play table.
Okay, so we've got the same music, just a little in detail. Because it's got this in it. And it's a little not very good at looping. If you listen carefully, there's a little bit of a delay. Right about now. Yeah, that. Okay, so we've got play table.
Play table. Game speed. back insane.
No.
Normal.
Put that back to normal.
Game mode. Classic. Accessible.
Classic is just, you'll hear a doo-doo-doo-doo, and you have to press space to do the scan.
High scores.
High scores.
Draconis, score server menu. Please select an option. Your high score.
2,789,150.
That's actually not true.
High scores. Sound descriptions.
And they've got sound descriptions too. Which I'm not going to go into, because you can do this for yourself if you want.
Exit play table.
So, every single table, like always, has got an intro. You can press escape to, get out of there if you really want, but I'm going to listen to it first.
So this is who mankind is going to send to save their planet? Apparently.
Yeah, they're coming from the...
He's rather ugly, isn't he? Disgusting.
From left and right.
Well, it is human.
So, well, it is it harmless. Is and...
Let's go, mate.
Rapid fire. Yeah. Love it.
Well, mostly.
Another thing you'll notice is...
Watch
this. Yep, you've got music. And it will occasionally do those weird sounds, which I can't avoid right now. I can't mute the computer. But, yeah, you've got that music. And the launch ball should come before, or I mean after. Wait, no, it should come before the weird, you know, that thing. Okay, so basically all you gotta do is shoot the alien ships if they're coming down. The way you do that is every alien ship has a spot on the screen. There are greens, yellows, blues, and reds. Blues and reds are on the right, yellows and greens are on the left, and the greens and the reds, I think, are the ones that are on the outer edge, and the blues and the yellows have shields. I may be mistaken about that. I don't remember.
Hey, buddy, you gonna hold up the line or what?
Yeah, I will. So another thing you gotta do is, collect three letters to spell UFO, and then you'll get a mini-game, which I'm gonna talk about. And also, okay, so, I'm starting, we've got some red ships here, and it's gonna go into scan real quick, and I gotta press the right ship key if the scan is starting from the right or the left. Starting from the left. Like, oh, I hit the shield and it's probably gonna land, yep. Okay. I don't know what to do at this point. I'm just gonna hit that. And a bunch of ships appear. One of each kind. And I'm not gonna make it. I just hit the Billow Bombs on the side of the table. Here's what that is. Kill that one, and I'm not gonna make it. Yeah, I just destroyed the red one, but I didn't make it. In case you're wondering how to do the letters, again, it's kind of like heist where you only hear O and F. I don't know what that is. Okay, I just warped to the side of the screen. There are warps on the side of the table as well.
Yeah.
I'm gonna get you, and there's gonna be a bunch of ships over here on the right. There's one, and I got the other one too. Now, F can be hit from anywhere, so I'm gonna go hit it right now. Just gonna wait for it. In case, another thing that you may be wondering, where's the music? I turn it down.
F.
It sounds like this. I'm just gonna mute it for now. I don't like it, so that's why. You can reach. You can warp from side to side, and I didn't make it. I'm just gonna hit you for no reason. In case you, another thing, in case you may be wondering what that is, I'm pressing F5. Okay, so what's going on here is... what was going on was that I was rolling over a bunch of sheep, and there's a bunch of sky mines near it too, and you can destroy those for points, but don't roll over too many of the sheep, and there's too many bumpers to mention, and you gotta press space to get rid of them. Get rid of the ball when it's on scan. So what you heard there when I pressed F5 is the last letter I scanned that I hit.
You.
I mean the last letter I hit, and I just went to the other part, so I'm gonna hit the bell. And then try to warp over. Yep. I didn't even mean to warp over, but I did. I just gotta hit the U.
U.
Most of the time it's easy, but there's gonna be a bunch of ships after me. Oh no. Oh no. Okay, that sound means I'm low on energy. I'm not gonna make it. Even though I'm gonna try, I'm not gonna make it. I just gotta warp over to the other side. Or not. Better destroy these first. I just gotta warp over here on the left hand. That was easy.
Energy's
low. And now you lose your ball like this. Yeah. Because my power went too low. Talking about power, you can press E to check the level of your energy. There's high, there's medium, there's low, and there's critical, which you'll hear for, about the sirens and stuff. You, actually have, like, higher pitched energy, sounds that you can, like, somehow get into in some way, but I never managed to. It's very hard, and when you do get some energy refilled. I don't really want to do that though, so yeah, let's continue. Yes. Destroy it. Yeah. And I'm just hitting Bill Bongs again. Oh no, oh no. I'm screwed. I'll never manage to destroy all the four ships. I may destroy three, but not four. I'm not gonna make it. Another one of those ship barrages. I don't care about greens. I can just destroy them like this. Okay, let's get some letters. Or not. Come on, ships. Oh, I just got you. Another thing that's missing is the... that sound. Yeah. Okay, I may have a chance this time. Destroy it now. Oh, I bounced off the shield, I'm not gonna make it. Okay. Let's get the F from the right side. I don't think it's gonna work, but we'll see. Yeah. That was the sound of a spinner. Keep hitting the bell bongs instead. Okay, I'm gonna destroy this blue shield. Ship. Right now. I think it would be best to hit the F from the right side.
Yeah.
I mean the F of the left side. But nope, I'm not going to. I'm gonna try and hit it from the right again.
F
like this. It's not gonna work, of course. There's gonna be a lot of ships coming after me all the time. But I'm gonna just destroy them like that and hope I'll make it. Bell. Oh.
Oh.
And then spin.
Yeah.
And I'm not gonna make it. Of course. Why did I just warp to the right when I was on the right? Okay, this time I'm going to try from the left. You can also use the control key to play the shift key. Oh, here we go.
Yeah,
it would be best to take out the F. Oh no. Oh no, I'm not going to make it. I'm still trying to score that shit. Yep. Okay, now let's hit the O and try and go to the mini game. Hope I'll destroy some sky mines.
Oh,
right now. Or not. I mean, come on. Okay, I may have one last chance at hitting it. If I'm not gonna make it, I'm not gonna make it. Yeah, good. Okay. Now let's try to hit the O again.
Oh.
Yeah, those are the sky mines. Yeah, thanks. Yeah, we're done. Okay, let's destroy this room and try and get some energy. If I don't try to do this, it's not gonna work. So, I'm kinda screwed. I just gotta warp and try again. I can't hit it from here. I just can't hit it. And I'm gonna keep hitting the bear bones and just throwing my energy in the process, and I'm not gonna make it anyway. Like this. Yes. Made it. I'm gonna have another chance. No, it's just impossible to hit him. And this will fatally kill me.
Watch.
I actually like the game mode from Alien Outback better than that. But they do use like remixed music from there, I guess. But I like the explosion and then ship destroyed. Game over. I like that better. Well, actually, they do a similar ending on most of the tables except for one. Every one of them, except for Pinball Extreme, which is the fourth table, will have that outro. And not all of them will have music. I think tables 1, 5, and 6 will. Yeah. Okay, let's go for our last ball. You can press F6 to check your score, and press F7 to check your balls left, just in case you may be wondering. Okay, let's warp, and hit the U, and then the F, and then the O.
U. U.
There's gonna be a little too many ships. Every single time you hit a letter, you gotta cope with them. Like this. And then I'll have one more chance to hit that blue. Like this. You gotta really listen out, and I'm not gonna make it. Okay, let's try. Okay, let's hit the F.
F. F.
And beat up even more ships. Come on. Thank you. And die. Yeah. Okay. We've got the letter. F. And now I need the letter.
Oh.
And I made it. But I made it up to like 1 second, and then it didn't work. Okay, let's warp to the other side, and there's very few times where I actually get into a scan in that bonus round, and in that case, you gotta press space. I have absolutely no idea in what timing or anything.
Oh.
Let's hit you. No!
You.
Oh, good. Made it. Now, let's wait. It's actually a little faster. The skins are actually faster, but the objects.
F.
You've got like a lot more space for the skins to take place, and it just feels like a lot different. Yeah, that is the skin. So you just gotta press space when you feel like it. The reason why you hit the pond is because you transform into a fireball. Kind of destroys the skyline. Uh-oh. I got you already. I just gotta warp back. Warp.
Warp it.
Oh, good. Made it. Now let's warp over. Good. And then destroy this ship.
Medium.
Oh, good. I'm actually good at this right now. Oh. Yeah, those are the sky mines. If there are too many sheep, your ball would just be lost forever. I'm very good at sky mines right now. Okay, we've got a lone green ship here. Let's just destroy that. Like this. And then... Oh, no. I want to warp back. Good.
Power level is medium.
Still medium. I don't know why it's coming from the right.
You.
Oh. Okay, let's just try and do this without making it land. And it worked.
You.
Okay, got you already. I just gotta warp back to the left. I don't know what sound... I don't know what that sound is. The... Yeah, that thing. I don't know what that is. That's the energy. Here's...
You.
And here's the spinner, and here's... I just got out, and I gotta just go that ship over there, and let's get or destroy. Oh. Like this.
Oh.
No, I mean, yeah. And that was a bit short-lived, wasn't it? Just gotta try and destroy those red ships over there. So basically, it's all about keeping your energy all, you know, okay without having to... Oh no, I'm not gonna make it. I don't care.
You.
I seriously don't. Oh, how did that happen? How the... Fruitcake, did that happen? I don't really need to get energy, I mean, I could just lose my ball and energy anyway. I don't care.
Oh.
You gotta warp back. Or, just... I'm not doing it. Okay, let's just... do this. Things will destroy more energy, and I'll lose the game like this. Yeah, that's what it sounds like.
Your final score was 7,076,950 points.
You have a new high score for this table.
Yeah.
Press any key to continue.
That was actually quite cool. Quite good.
Table options. Play table. Play table. Play table.
Okay, so, yeah, that's basically it. That's all for that, and...
Exit.
Now, let's go back.
Main menu. Tables.
Yeah, that is our second table. It's called Home Run, which suggests it's a baseball table, and that is right. This is going to be a little different, a little easier, actually.
Loading.
But that's not going to say...
Table.
Actually, you know what? No. It is so easy. It's impossible to lose. It's basically impossible to lose. There's not too many occasions where we lose it, so if I'll get like 4 home runs, I'll just end it because I don't want to make that thing go on forever.
Game speed, normal. Game mode, accessible.
Okay, good.
Play table.
Let's go. So, again, it's got an intro, and this time it's the baseball game. And a weird organ. I mean, very weird. Have you ever heard an organ like this? Because I haven't. But it sounds okay, I guess. It's just a little weird.
Lunch ball.
Well, yeah, okay. So, what I'm gonna say first is you don't get any extra balls, at least I don't think so. I don't know if you do, but I think you don't. So, when you start the game, you'll hear 4 beeps, and when I hear the first one, they're coming from one side. And you gotta... When the beeps go down, you'll just lose that attempt. You have 3 attempts to put the ball into play first. Every time you get a home run or you start the ball.
Sonic boom boom, kid, I do a check.
Sticks. Yeah, sorry. You'll have to listen to some stuff going on here. So... I'll try to press the appropriate shift key, whether it's from the right or the left.
Hello? Wake up.
I like that. Okay, here we go. Yeah, I was on the right, and... Okay, now let's go and hit some of the targets here. Gotta hit. Those are just vendors, and...
First!
You gotta hit the first base, but I didn't make it. And if you hit any of the popcorn or hot dog or peanuts or whatever, it will just... It'll just play a sound. And I'm gonna talk about that later, and... I didn't mean to make it. There's also a crowd going on here as well. Like that. But I don't want that.
Popcorn!
Hot dog! Alright, come on. Hit first base. Sometimes the opponent will take the ball from you and you gotta run like the cougar thing on the safari table, if you remember that. You press space for the flippers, just in case. You just press space. You don't press left or right shift, you just press space. And it always starts from the left.
First.
I can't hit
first.
I can't hit first. Oh, it's sending to the right now.
Peanut.
Let's try
first. First!
Yeah, there we go. Now, the first base will be gone, and will be replaced with second.
Peanut!
Like this.
Second!
And then third, on the left.
Hot dog! Third!
Hey, who needs a hot dog?
I don't care. When you hit that fence, it's going to be likely that the ball will be taken from you. Like this. Yeah. Okay, what's going on here is when you... Yeah. Okay, what's going on here is... there's gonna be a bunch of people asking for different things. It's always on a certain order, and you gotta hand them popcorn, peanuts, or hot dog by pressing left shift for hot for popcorn, right shift for peanuts, and control for hot dog.
Hey,
who needs a hot dog? Hot dogs. I got hot dogs here. I don't care. I seriously don't like. I mean, I don't want to eat hot dogs right now. Sorry. Come on, just hit the third. Good. Okay, now all you gotta do is hit home plate, and you'll get an extra like 2 million points. Every time you hit three of any kind of vendor, that will happen. Man. You just gotta run away. New high score. Which is not true. Okay, now you gotta do is do the beeps again and maybe do a mini game. Yeah. I missed it. I don't care. It's so easy to remember. Hot dog, peanuts, popcorn, and that's all. And now the ball will be taken, and you gotta run away again. Sometimes it will just say you're out for no reason. That's because you ran over a drain that was open. But it's very rare. And I wish that would happen often, like the pinball extreme table. Oh my god, that's got too many grains. And it will make you lose your ball for no reason most of the time. The drains are the only way you'll ever lose a game in pinball extreme. And it's actually fun losing your balls, because you get like 10 million points in 1 minute. I actually got to a billion after playing for 2 hours. I'm serious. And I'll just be called out because I didn't know that I didn't have the ball. And now, this is gonna happen.
Launch ball?
Yeah, of course. Because I lost like 3 seconds and I didn't remember. I don't care. Oh, now here we go again. If you make it in time, you'll always make it, like 100%. Like that. And then you just gotta hit the bases.
First!
And you'll inevitably make a home run very easily. I mean, seriously. It's so easy to do it.
Second!
You just gotta go for the bases and then, you know, do the mini games.
My balls like Sonic, not Sonic.
Not a Sonic color.
Third!
And go back to home. Like this. No, I didn't mean to.
Hey, who needs a hot dog?
I don't.
I got hot dogs here.
I don't care about hot dogs. I never eat them anyway.
Hot dog!
Home run. And why is that so terrifyingly loud? And why is it so... I know that home runs are very, very hard to do in real life, but here, it's so easy. I mean, serious. Peanuts, hot dog, popcorn, peanuts, popcorn, hot dog, peanuts, popcorn. That's all.
Hot dog, thank you.
I like doing that. And... Oh, missed that one. Peanuts here, peanuts. I don't care. I actually like peanuts, but I don't like hot dogs.
First!
I mean, I do, but I don't eat them anyway.
Come on, guys!
What is that? Is that just a person? I just hit an invisible person. Yeah, for points. Of course.
First! first!
Yep. Peanut!
Oh no, not this again.
Hot dog, dude!
I'm clicking!
Peanut eggs!
That's how good I am at that game. And the ball will be taken again. It's like a routine. Like, you always know what's gonna happen. Every time you finish the minigame, the ball will be taken, and so you'll unavoidably, like, you know.
Second.
I like messing up the, not messing up, but like, when you just press space when you hear the bass.
Third.
Like third.
Third.
And then you'll hit it anyway. Timing is key. I'm serious. Okay, after this home run, I'll just kill myself. I didn't mean to... Wait, where's home plate? Screw you. Now I'm not gonna make it because I lost 2 seconds. And I'm going too fast. Oh, I did! Okay. Good. Now, I'm gonna tell you what happens when you, lose it. You get 3 attempts like this.
Watch ball.
Yeah. That. I'm gonna do that one more time. One. Two. Three. You're out. Game over.
Your final score was 5,054,250 points.
You have serious. I can do that forever.
Press any key to continue.
I can get 20 million if really needed, but I'm not going to. So yeah.
Exit.
Basically, that's all for this video, and... Ouch. I didn't mean to do that. Let me put that back here. Okay. So yeah. That was it for part one. I'm gonna...
Main menu, please select a menu option.
I'm gonna
shut down.
No, I'm not gonna shut down my computer yet. But I'm just gonna say that I'm exiting program.
Exiting program.
You can press escape to skip this too, instead of control. So yeah.
Yes, you can hold extreme limit.
What the fruitcake is this?
Go away. Yes, you can hold extreme limit.
What is going on over there? I have absolutely no idea just happened there. I'm just going to close that one up too.
Go away.
Hope there's no more windows.
Medic drop off. Go down. Medic drop down. Sound dialog.
Yeah, okay. Go away. So, yeah, I hope you've enjoyed this video, and I'll probably release part 2 tomorrow, because why not? Thanks for watching, and here's the intro. Thanks for watching this video. If you enjoyed it, you can press the like button. If you want more videos like this one, you can subscribe to my channel. This has been Evangelos 9. Goodbye for now.